Let's get the show on the road, and then we can invite all our 15 Minutes fam to come and chat with me. All right? It's just me tonight. So hello, you guys, and welcome to another 15 Minutes Live Podcast. 欢迎大家又来到每周一次的15 Minutes 通勤学英语直播室。And I am your host, John. Yes, and yes, it's only going to be me tonight with Angel sitting on the other side, listening in, and, you know, Petty's just chilling at home. All right. So guys, there's this stomach bug and flu and things going on. So please do take care of yourself. And it's a long weekend for us here in Taipei, Taiwan. And it's only fitting for us to talk about the National Day fireworks and exotic pizza from Pizza Hut. Okay. So 今天晚上我们的主题呢是讲今天的有关的双十节烟火以及必胜客的这个他们最近呢每一年哦这几年渐渐都在出一些很怪异的披萨。所以呢 ,we're gonna read two articles today, and it's going to be our shadowing practice. 所以今天晚上呢会是我们的每一个月都会有的一个跟读系列哦。And, you know, we can chill and, you know, just read something, you know, give yourself a chance. If you're not used to reading out loud, you're welcome to raise your hand and come join me. 如果不常练习跟读的或者是这个朗读的朋友们呢可以欢迎等一下呢我来找大家来一起练习朗读跟跟读 You know, you gotta start somewhere, okay? 不用逃避 You gotta start somewhere, okay? And this is an activity that I would recommend everybody to start with 就是每一个人呢在学习的这个英文的过程中、哦、其实听力当然是最重要我们听说读写嘛对不对所以是听跟说会是首要的那听为优先那说呢就是或者是这种说的话呢因为我们平常不会这个在语言还没有成熟之前呢不会特别很容易就去交到一些外国朋友嘛讲英文的朋友所以呢就是要自己用透过跟读跟朗读的方式、哦、然后开始来对自己的听力跟这个口说来做精进 Okay, so that's where you startGood. So let's quickly talk about the article first. We got two articles. 所以我们今天第一个呢的截取文章呢是从台湾 news, 还有其实都是从台湾 news 来啦、哦。那这个就是跟台湾有关的这个新闻。所以大家在选教材或选文章的时候呢 you guys are welcome to choose something that you are familiar with. Okay? Or choose a topic that you are familiar with. 就是尽量呢要选一个主题呢是跟自己有关的齁、哦。为什么呢因为在练习的时候呢你慢慢在朗读出来的时候在练习的时候呢通常呢你因为是自己熟悉的主题或自己熟悉的议题所以你比较容易去猜单字你就不会一直太仰赖中文的翻译。那中文翻译看久了以后呢你就会培养一种依赖心就是没有中文翻译你那种英文你就是你看到那个英文文章头就开始大头就开始痛 And that's a habit Okay, because you've built too much reliance and dependence on reading the translations 所以就跟我们在很多时候在建议大家呢在看比如说用这个影片啦或 YouTube 啦或者是影集啦 Netflix电影等等来做音听的练习哦，或者是口说的练习，其实都跟字幕有关。你要字幕要打开关掉，可是你太仰赖字幕了以后呢，其实诶就永远没有字幕就不行了，对不对？字幕 very convenient, but you know, for deliberate practices. 如果你今天是要刻意练习的时候呢，各位 ，you gotta throw yourself in the deep end. Okay, so throwing yourself in the deep end means you gotta you know like just do it. Okay.不用那个抗拒心呢大家都会有 But if you keep doing it It'll go away Alright So first article is about National Day fireworks 那我们今天双十节嘛大家今天早上可能都有看 Follow 一下这个或者是 Facebook 呢马上被洗版了对不对就是我们的京都局的这个乐队还有我们的北一的这个乐队呢就是非常非常厉害 SoYou know, they've sort of stolen the spotlight, you know, for, you know, all the cool stuff, right? And obviously the presidential address today, the National Day address was fantastic. I like it. 今天的这个总统致辞呢也是对就是很 you can learn a lot from it. 那所以呢可能有 大家可能都是听中文的，那我是看，我是听完中文了以后，我去看他们那个总统府的那个也有翻译稿，其实也就是写的也非常好，翻译的非常非常好。So that could be a material that if you're into, you can also use that as a practice. Okay. So National Day Fireworks. 所以呢，现这个稍早呢，他们进行的这个烟火呢，这个 we're gonna read a little bit about that. And then of course, Halloween is nearing, so we're gonna talk about Pizza Hut.Halloween Pizza, okay. 所以呢，每这几年呢 ，Pizza Hut 这几年都会出一些很奇怪的 pizza, 对不对 ？And for this year, they've also launched a Halloween pizza. So we're gonna look at what are the ingredients in the pizza. 我们会知道这个 pizza 的内馅，还有今年的呈现是什么。Okay, so definitely check it out. Yeah, okay.So, Austin and Andy, how are you guys doing? And Eric, Guan Qi, good to see you, my man. All right. So, I'm going to read it one time for you guys. And then I'm going to give the floor to our volunteers tonight. 所以等一下呢，我会先把这个文章呢都念一遍哦，给大家稍微听一下。如果今天有一个 audio clip, 如果有录音档的话呢，就是我等一下念的部分哦，大家可以用这样子去听。然后呢，等一下会邀请大家来跟着我们通信家族人来自愿来上来，来跟我一起进行每个段落的跟读。Okay, so we're gonna give that a try, and then thereafter, 然后最后呢 ，at the end of the session, we're gonna do a little quiz. Okay, 所以我们还有一个随堂考，就是你跟读完了以后呢，可以你当然了，大家可以偷看，因为我有帮大家。注记了一些中文翻译哦。那当然I think it'll be best if you just focus on the English first. And if you need help, you know, you can always cheat a little bit. 所以呢那个中文翻译呢是协助大家了。所以尽量呢我们就以英文为主。然后真的英文看不懂或猜不出来的时候呢我们再用中文的逐字稿去辅助哦。要不然我们记得就是 you shouldn't over rely on your native tongue, okay? 如果我们太仰赖我们母语的翻译的时候啊，其实你就会觉得那母语翻译是最简单的。那我要学第二语言、第三语言的时候呢，其实不容易去在脑筋里面呢，还是会呈现那种我要先中文要翻译成英文，然后英文再讲出来。所以中间呢，大家对这种所谓的立刻的反应哦，或立刻的回应对方啊等等的，都是一个 concern。Okay, so that's.Talk about the National Day fireworks. Here goes. Hello, Gavin and Vasanto and Fiona. Hello, hello. Yes, so I'm gonna do the original read first. I'm gonna do the first read. Okay. National Day fireworks. A 3-minute pyrotechnic spectacle took place at the southern branch of the National Palace Museum at 7:30 p.m. against the backdrop of music by Wu Bai.A rock singer-songwriter born in Jiayi. It has been 18 years since Jiayi last hosted the National Day fireworks display, also to be featured in the nighttime celebrations on October 10th is a drone show, the first of such event on such an occasion that will beam patterns from a giant Taiwan flag to antiques from the NPM collection.Multiple drone spectacles have been held in the run-up to Double 10 Day as warm-up events. The key visual for this year's National Day celebrations was unveiled earlier this month, a design underscoring defense amid heightened cross-strait tensions. Okay, that's how I would read it. And, you know, you have to listen to the punctuation, the tempo, and the intonation, okay?And next, let's go on to Pizza Hut Halloween Pizza. Pizza Hut Taiwan, which has made its name after introducing a series of exotic and peculiar flavors in recent years on Tuesday, October 4th, announced its new Halloween flavor for 2022, Tang Yuan Garlic Chicken. The pie features 10 large Tang Yuans decorated.To look like eyeballs on the pizza crust, as well as a spider web made of black-colored Caesar sauce on its surface. In a Facebook post, Pizza Hut Taiwan wrote, Please beware, this party might be so scary that everyone's eyes pop out. According to the company, the pizza's ingredients include chicken slowly stewed with fresh clams, garlic from local farmers in Yunling, as well as sesame tang yuan. From the salt used in the clam chicken soup to the garlic to the glutinous rice used to make tang yuan are all used to ward off evil in various cultures. Pizza Hut Taiwan wrote that zombies and ghouls would be willing to risk ascending for the taste. Okay. There we go. It's quite a tongue twister. It's a mouthful. Right. So this is technically I extracted this earlier. And this is my first time really reading it. Okay. For me, it's also a first. Okay. Good. So, guys, I'm going to open now the floor to you guys. Do we have any volunteers who wants to try and do the daily English shadowing activity with me? Do we have any volunteers? Yes, we've got Alex on board. Very nice. Anyone else? 我们还有其他人吗? Jean, long time no see. How are you doing? And Jean, great. Yeah. Anybody else? Oh, come on, you guys. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. It's 10:10. Anybody? I'm going to throw some invites around. 就简单的邀请大家喽. You know, feel free to come. And just come and chat with me. Why not? 今天讲台没什么人耶. So you'll be the boss, okay? Okay, here comes Eric. Alrighty. And, let's see. I've sent some invites around. All right. So we've got two articles. This is how it's going to work. Okay? 我们今天有两个文章. You're welcome to choose the one you want to work with. Okay? So, to simulate the daily English shadowing activities, 就是我们通勤学英语其实也有跟读单元嘛,对不对? 然后我们可以模拟一下,就是跟读单元,大家可以怎么样呢? 利用我们的每日跟读单元来做一些跟读的 练习, okay? 所以我们会一个一个段落呢, 我念一段, 然后呢, 等一下我们的通勤家属来念一段, 这样子来做一个简单的练习, okay? So we've got Alex, Jean, and Eric with us. If you guys are also available, please feel free to raise your hands, okay? Let me know. Okay, 我们今天先从 Alex, Jean 跟 Eric 开始啦, 如果我们有其他的通勤家属呢, 想上来, 来跟我们一同练习呢? We got time today, so please do come. All right, so let's start off with Alex. Yes, Alex, you raised your hands very, very fast today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You're doing great. Fantastic. What did you do this long weekend?
Today, I was watching a performance on TV.
On TV. So what performance did you watch?
双十的.
National Day, right? The National Day performance or the National Day Gala. Yeah, I watched that too this morning. Very nice. And what else did you do this whole weekend? That's only today. What did you do Saturday and Sunday, Alex?
Saturday, I was studying for my 段考.
You were studying for your tests, for your midterms, right? Midterm tests. Okay, wow. I didn't know midterms are coming up. Yeah, for us adults, Alex, you know, you. I don't know if you know, for us adults, every day is like a midterm test. 每天都在段考, you know, 大人就是这样. So enjoy. Right. Okay, so Alex, which article would you want to read today? 你今天想跟读哪一个文章呢？ Pizza Hut 还是 National Day Fireworks?
National Day Fireworks.
Ooh, very nice. Okay, so I'm going to read. This is how we're going to go and do this. I'm going to read it one time. I'm going to read it right, nice and slow for you, and then you can read it after me. Okay. So I want you to catch, when you're listening to the way I'm reading it, I want you to focus on, maybe you want to focus on the pronunciation of the word that you're not familiar with, or you want to focus on the intonation or the pauses, okay? Think about those, okay? A lot to listen to, but you gotta, you know, be sharp with your ears. All right, here goes. I'm going to start reading.
Okay.
Yeah. National Day Fireworks. A 3-minute... don't worry. You know, me first, and then you can go after me. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I go first, and then you can go after me. I want you to take a listen first, and then you go. National Day Fireworks. A 3-minute pyrotechnic spectacle took place at the southern branch of the National Palace Museum at 7:30 p.m. against the backdrop of music by Wu Bai, a rock singer-songwriter born in Jia'i. All right, Alex, your turn.
National Day Fireworks, a ceremony and
pyrotechnic.
Pyrotechnic spectacle.
Good.
Took place at the southern branch of the National Press Museum at 7:30 p.m. against the background of music by Wu Bai, a rock singer songwriter born in Jia'i.
Very nice. So here a couple of things. The National Palace Museum. 我们故宫是叫 National Palace Museum. Palace 就是皇宫的意思啊。
Okay.
Okay. So National Palace Museum. You try.
National Palace Museum.
Nice. Very good. And then also against the backdrop. Against 不是 background 哦。Hey, 不是 background.Against the backdrop.
Against the backdrop.
Backdrop, yes. Backdrop 就是我们的背景啊，就是幕后的意思。Okay. So the backdrop of music by Wu Bai. So that's backdrop. 然后这里呢 pyrotechnic spectacle. Pyrotechnic spectacle. Pyrotechnic 这个是烟火的这个科学术语啊。So it's a scientific term for fireworks. Pyrotechnic 就是烟火术，烟火的技术。那 spectacle 就是一个观赏的东西，对，可以观赏的表演哦。Spectacle, okay? Good, let's move on to the next paragraph. So my turn? It has been 18 years since Jia'i last hosted the National Day Fireworks display.Also to be featured in the nighttime celebrations on October 10th is a drone show, the first on such an occasion that will beam patterns from a giant Taiwan flag to antiques from the NPM collection. All right, Alex. You go. Good.
It has been 18 years since Jia'i last hosted the National Day Fireworks display,、
mm-hmm.
also to be featured in the nighttime celebrations on October 10th. It's a drone show.
Good.
First on such an occasion、
mm-hmm.
as well being patterns on a giant Taiwan flag to antiques from the National Press Museum collection.
Very nice. Okay, not bad. So let's talk about this. It has been 18 years since Jai last hosted. Alex? Hosted. Yeah.
Hosted.
Mm-hmm. 举办的意思. 曾经举办, hosted. Okay? And 我们讲现在无人机的这个表演呢, 叫 drone show. 所以它那个 drone show.
Drone show.
Very good. 现在蛮夯的哦, 所以这个字, 渐渐的, 以前一个 drone 可能就是战争才会讲到什么战争无人机那种的, 可是现在呢, 因为无人机那种空拍机很多, 所以 drones, yeah, you will see this word a lot, okay? So drone show, okay? And also occasion, 这个场合, occasion. And such an occasion, 这个场合或这个 party, 或这一个, 场次哦, occasion, very good. And then patterns from a giant Taiwan flag to antiques, 就是古董, antiques, antiques from antiques. The National Palace Museum collection. 对，所以呢，我们的故宫里面呢都是古董嘛, 所以 antiques. 不能我们不能讲 old things, 它是 antiques. Okay. Right, let's move on to the next paragraph. Multiple drone spectacles have been held in the run-up to Double 10 Day as warm-up events. The key visual for this year's National Day celebrations was unveiled earlier this month, a design underscoring defense amid heightened cross-strait tensions. You go, Alex.
Multiple drone spectacles have been held in the run-up to Double 10 Day as warm-up events. The key feature for this year's National Day celebrations was
unveiled
earlier this month, a design underscoring defense amid
heightened
cross-strait
tensions. Very good. Okay. So multiple drone spectacles. Multiple. 这很多个,多数. Multiple. Okay. Multiple. This is a word you will see a lot, Alex. I think for you, if you from your English books, you will see this a lot. Multiple, 就是很多, have been held in the run-up to the Double 10 Day as warm-up events. Events, 就是活动哦. Okay, warm-up events. 热身的活动. Okay, 热身的活动或 party, events. Okay, keep that in mind, Alex. The key visual for this year's National Day celebrations was unveiled. Okay, unveiled 的意思是揭晓的意思哦, 就是好像, 我们讲 veil, V-E-I-L, 就是我们结婚的时候呢, 新娘呢, 都会, 面前都会有个薄纱, 那个就是一个 veil. Okay, unveil 就是把这个薄纱拿起来的意思, 所以是揭晓了. Okay, so think about that, that you can keep that in mind. Unveiled 也是一个非常非常常用的 新闻用语哦. A design underscoring defense amid. 这个字呢, well, long time ago, it was not used that much, but now amid, 在新闻的英语里面呢, 常常用到, amid 就是 in the middle of, 在中间, 在这个期间, 就 amid. Okay. And then another thing everybody has to know, 就是我们讲两岸哦, 就是跨岸的意思, 那英文的两岸呢, 就是 cross-strait tensions, 那tension呢, 就是我们的紧张感, 对, cross-strait tensions. Okay, there we go, good job, Alex, very nice, well read. Okay, so keep that in mind, those are the words that you need to work on, Alex, so make sure you make notes down. Moving on to Jean. Hello, Jean.
Hello.
Good evening, Jean. Haven't seen you for a while. How's everything going with you?
Yeah, everything is fine. I'm just a little bit busy on work, but yes, everything's fine.
Great. Great to hear that. What did you do this long weekend?
Actually, I just kept company with my family.
Nice.
We're just watching TV at home. Yeah.
Did you catch up with some Netflix TV series with your family?
Well, no. We're just watching the news, Taiwan's news.
Oh, very nice. I'm glad you guys, you know, catch up very up to date with the times. I usually stay away. You know, I'm a YouTube guy.
Oh, well.
Yes.
Because the upcoming, I would say, elections is held in the end of November.
Yes.
So they were discussed. We were discussed about the
candidates and the campaigns.
Leader.
Oh, really? Your borough leader. Okay.
A borough leader.
Your borough. Borough. 其实这个字呢, well, to me, as far as I'm concerned, I would use the word like community leader or the community steward, right? 我们通常应该是讲社区，因为里长就是你的社区嘛，对不对？你的里就是你的社区嘛。 But it's so weird. I googled this up, and then people in Taiwan use the borough. 那 borough 呢是很奇怪，就是说，因为我们政治上呢，我们用很多用语呢，其实是都是仿美国的啦。可是 borough 呢，其实是一个英国 term. It's actually UK term. Only UKs have boroughs. 英国没有。 没有这回事, so and it really confused me. But hey, whatever. Okay, so you know, 通常呢, 他们叫 borough leader. So B O R O U G H. I think that's how it's spelled. Ugh, borough leader. Yeah, borough president or borough leader. Yeah, B O R O U G H. Yes. 这是我们的里长. I would call them like the community steward, but hey, whatever. 就是这个不是我翻译的, 所以你去公所看那个翻译,你就, okay. 对. Anyways, very nice, Jean. So, you know, very, very nice of you to stay actively aware of what your borough is up to. 我们的里长,对啊。 我们的里长比较弱一点. It's always the same guy, and then, you know, like, we never seen him. So, anyways. So, it's one of those. In our community, he's somewhere, but, you know, he's not there.
Whoa, so bad.
Yes.
We have a new candidate this year.
Very nice.
So we are
very nice.
Really looking forward to, like, she was going to be one of our, like, borough leader.
To be the borough leader in the future. Yes. Very nice, very nice. Cool. We need new blood, to be honest. I'm also a little sick and tired of our old borough leader. 因为永远就是这些老人嘛，就是同样的face. 然后, I don't know. I mean, I have no problem sticking to the regular flavor. But, you know, sometimes you want change, right?
Yes.
就是老口味是没问题，对不对？可是偶尔换换口味, why not? Okay, so I take it you want to read Pizza Hut, right? You want to change tastes?
No problem.
Okay, cool. So you know the drill. I'll go first, and then you go after me. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, and Angel says that reminds me of Borough Market, and actually, yes, that's sort of the idea. That's where it came from, because it's borough means like community, a local community. Okay, that's usually, but you know, in the US, I believe they call it different constituency. Oh my gosh, ugh, very terrible with my political names. I'm not very politically inclined. I don't like the smear campaigns, but yes, a lot more to learn there. Oh, and Jean, you know, did you keep your windows open? You know, the bikers are really on a roll. Yes.
What do you mean, biker?
Oh, I'm hearing a lot of ambient noise. You know, bikers from your side. I thought you have your... No, don't worry. Don't worry.
Is that really noisy? I mean...
I hear like bikes, like motorcycles going by, but it's okay. No biggie. All right, so I'm going to go first, and then you go after me. All right? Pizza Hut Taiwan, which has made its name after introducing a series of exotic and peculiar flavors in recent years, on Tuesday, October 4th, announced its new Halloween flavor for 2022, Tang Yuan Garlic Chicken.
Okay. Pizza Hut Halloween Pizza. Pizza Hut Taiwan, which has made its name after introducing a series of exotic and peculiar flavors in recent years, on Tuesday, October 4th, announced its new Halloween flavor for 2022, Tang Yuan Garlic Chicken.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Okay, so here's the one word that's not very easy to read. The word exotic. E-X-O-T-I-C. So whenever you guys see E-X, okay, it's X. So exotic. Exotic.
Exotic.
Nice. And then, so exotic means it's not, it's very foreign. It's very different. Okay, so in Taiwan, exotic foods will be Mongolian food. Okay, ooh. So we would call it Mongolian food, right? It's weird. It's different. Or Nigerian food. It's not something we see common, so we would call it exotic. All right? And peculiar, peculiar means it's weird. Peculiar 就是很奇怪。 那 exotic 呢,就是它是可能很这个我们讲的异域的。 Okay. 它是这个, so long time ago, we considered like Japanese food exotic. It's very exotic. Okay, now it's like a common place. So not a big deal. So exotic and peculiar flavors. Okay. 那今年呢, Pizza Hut rolled out Tang Yuan Garlic Chicken, 就是汤圆蒜香鸡哦。 Okay, for Halloween. So I don't know how we would consider that exotic, but it's just sort of a weird combination to me. But hey, whatever. Yeah, so let's move on to the next paragraph, Jean, and we can come back and talk about Pizza Hut.
Okay.
The pie features 10 large tang yuans decorated to look like eyeballs on the pizza crust, as well as a spider web made of black-colored Caesar sauce on its surface. In a Facebook post, Pizza Hut Taiwan wrote, "Please beware, this party might be so scary that everyone's eyes pop out."
The pie features 10 large tangyuans decorated to look like eyeballs on the pizza crust, as well as a spider web made of black-colored Caesar sauce on its surface. In a Facebook post, Pizza Hut Taiwan wrote, "Please beware, this party might be so scary that everyone's eyes pop out."
Very nice. Okay, so what exactly is Caesar sauce?
Caesar's.
Ah, yeah. You got it. Yeah, Caesar sauce. Yeah, that's on the salad, right? Caesar salad. So it's a salad with Caesar sauce on it. Okay, but this pizza is gonna have black-colored Caesar sauce. Mm-hmm. Black. Okay, so this pie features, right? The word feature, right? It's got, like features means the main feature. 它是主要的特色. Okay, 它的主轴是什么? Features 10 large tangyuans decorated to look like eyeballs. 这汤圆像眼球. Not bad. I can live with that. That's okay. And then, of course, the pizza crust, right? What is the pizza crust? Yeah, you got it. Yes. So we can say, for example, 我们讲吐司边嘛,对不对? 有些人要切边嘛,对不对? So you want a sandwich? You want a ham and cheese sandwich? Or you want a chicken sandwich? No crust.
去边.
Yeah, you got it. Oh, no crust or without a crust. So in a crust, just the bien bien. So pizza crust is the side that's sort of crunchy, usually. Okay, the edge of the pizza. Okay, very good. So keep that in mind. It's on the pizza crust. Pizza crust. And some people like pizza crust more than the pizza itself. Personally, I'm a big fan of pizza crust if it's done right. I don't know about you, Jean. How do you like your pizza?
I like my pizza without the pizza crust.
Really?
Yes, because it was, full of bread. It's just some bread.
Full of dough, right? Full of the dough. Yeah.
No flavor on it.
Full of pie. Okay. So with Pizza Hut, you can order the cheesy pizza crust, right? It's got, cheese in the crust. You know that?
Well, I don't know that.
No, you should. Now you know. So...
yeah, I will order that next time.
You can order that next time, definitely. Remember, but it's not, if you buy the standard pizza, you will get the standard crust. So you have to make sure you order the cheesy crust.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is the cheese pizza crust can be ordered online or I have to just call?
No, I order online. I'm lazy to talk to the people. Yeah. I get lazy. I go online. I mean, it works very easy. And then, I can save my location on the web. Yeah. But again, we have so many choices now. Who says you have to order Pizza Hut? I agree with you. Pizza Hut crusts, not very interesting. Not tasty. So I usually pay extra for the cheesy crust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to have the cheesy crust. Okay, so last paragraph here. According to the company, the pizza's ingredients include chicken slowly stewed with fresh clams, garlic from local farmers in Yunling, as well as sesame tangyuan. From the salt used in the clam chicken soup to the garlic to the glutinous rice used to make tangyuan are all used to ward off evil in various cultures. Pizza Hut Taiwan wrote that zombies and ghouls would be willing to risk ascending for the taste.
Okay. According to the company, the pizza's ingredients include chicken slowly stewed with fresh clams, garlic from local farmers in Yunlin, as well as sesame, taoyuan, from the salt used in the clam chicken soup to the garlic to the glutinous rice used to make tangyuan are all used to ward off evil in various cultures. Pizza Hut Taiwan wrote that zombies and ghouls would be willing to risk ascending for the taste.
Very good. Okay. So glutinous rice, this is something we don't really use. I don't like to use this word because it's, fancy. Glutinous, it just means sticky.
Okay.
So we can say
sticky rice. Right?
Sticky rice. Well, I go sticky rice because that's how easy, it's easier to understand. But glutinous rice, apparently that's the official name.
Okay.
就是说我们讲糯米哦, 因为它很黏, 它煮完的时候黏黏的, so sticky rice makes sense. So technically, 我们讲粽子呢, 以前呢, 有一种翻译是叫 sticky rice dumpling. 以前粽子是这样子翻的。 然后呢, 后来呢, and then eventually some people just decided to be fancy and they say, no, sticky rice doesn't do it justice. 这样听起来不文雅, so we gotta do glutinous rice dumpling. And then I'm like, okay, whatever. Whatever tickles your fancy, right? Because, people just keep it simple, right?
Right.
Now, glutinous rice. 所以大家喜欢吃糯米的呢, you like glutinous rice. Okay, me, it gives me gas. I get bloated, so no thank you. 吃了很胀气哦, so no, I stay away from glutinous rice as much as I can. 通常吃粽子的时候,很多人每天,像我妈就很爱吃,我没有办法. Like I only eat like two to three a year. I get very bloated. Okay. And then, Jean, you said, used to wear off evil. Wear off, 这个通常呢, wear off 呢,应该是磨损. W-E-A-R, wear off, 我们会讲是磨损. So in a way, I kind of understand where you're going with this, and maybe subconsciously you didn't, really think about that. But this is to ward off. Ward off. W-A-R-D. 所以我们讲 wear off 呢, 它是磨损嘛, 对不对? Wear off evil, 那可能就是你跟他交战, 然后你把它磨损。 Yeah, you're wearing them out, right? You're wearing them off something. But ward off means to defend against evil. Ward off. 是隔绝,是阻挡的意思。 Ward off evil. Okay. So there we go. Ward off. And then the next difficult word would be zombies and ghouls. 你看这个 G-H-O-U-L, 其实它那个 H 是 silent H. 所以你就想说 ghouls, ghouls. 对, 所以是 zombies and ghouls.
Zombies and ghouls.
Yeah, so it's a weird word. And it's a word that we don't really use in our lives. Perfect. But unless you like fantasy stories, like if you like Halloween and fantasy stories and horror movies, yeah, okay. Then zombies and ghouls are your friends. Yes, I usually stay away from horror movies. Okay, zombies and ghouls. Okay. 所以这个 ghouls 呢, 如果大家有看动漫哦, 有一个叫 Tokyo Ghouls, if I remember correctly. 对,东京 东京丧尸还是东京食尸的一个漫画，当时蛮有名的。对，他就是讲说，好像有些人他就变成有点 half zombie half human thing， 然后他有特殊能力这样子。Tokyo Ghouls， 对，那个还蛮有名的，那个漫画好像连载很久，那也是快十年，很厉害的一个漫画。You guys can check it out. Okay, so zombies and ghouls, very nice. So talking about Pizza Hut, yes, Jean, when was the last time you had Pizza Hut? And what do you usually order?
Well, that was really a long time ago, because...
Why?
Full of 淀粉.
You don't like the carbs.
Carbs, yeah.
The carbs or the starch?
Starch.
Yeah, 淀粉的话是 starch. Carbs 就是碳水化合物.
Carbon X, or, yeah. 对啊. Well, because
so starch.
We are facing the same problem. Like we need to keep our diet, have a good features. Figures.
Keep your figure.
Right.
I keep my figure in tip-top shape. You know that? I keep eating starch. Yeah, that's why I keep it in tip-top shape. That's how I keep it.
Okay.
要保持身材, 就是always肥胖, 就是一直吃 starch. 那叫保持身材。 Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. You know, 保持福泰, 这个很不容易, 好吗? Okay?
是。您说的没错。
Okay, that's how I comfort myself. You get the point, right?
Yeah, yes.
So you gotta sell yourself the BS. You gotta sell it. 要自己先听得下去这种废话。 你才有办法跟别人讲这种. That's how I convince myself. Anyways, so you don't eat pizza, then what do you eat? I mean, anything Western.
Well, I can share the flavor that I ate on pizza.
Okay.
I have ate it a long time ago, but we usually order the Hawaii pizza, Hawaiian. Okay.
Hawaiian pizza. Yes. And Italians hate Hawaiian pizza because that's not from Hawaii. That's not
that's
a
not
very...
Hawaii.
Yeah, well, technically, Italian people never invented Hawaiian pizza. 夏威夷披萨呢,如果给意大利人看到,他们是会把它丢到地上的。就是你在披萨上面放那个凤梨,他们会把它丢到地上,他们说那个是evil, that's BS, that's wrong. 这不可以的。
Okay.
水果放在披萨上面是错的。But but it's an American thing. 是美国人发明的。
Okay.
So it's like if you go to Italy, right, and you say, oh, you know, you want to drink, you know, Starbucks in Italy, people will look at you funny. 你去意大利，然后你跟他说要喝星巴巴，他们会觉得你很奇怪。
要喝espresso的呢？不是啊，星巴巴也是espresso啊。But
they know it's an American thing. 他们觉得说那个是假的意思啊。就好像我们去美国呢，还喝bubble tea， 喝一个美国牌子的bubble tea， 我们就会觉得that's BS。 Don't buy that.
Okay.
你懂吗？就是我们的五十岚，对不对？你去美国，然后你看到一个一边是五十岚，然后一边是美国自创的那种 bubble tea， 你会觉得说那就是假的、啊。 Senchichi. Yeah, cool. Yeah, we get upset. Like, don't copy our bubble tea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, 意大利人, 这个, you guys can check it out. 星巴巴呢, 在意大利呢, 是好像两三年前才第一次进意大利。 他才第一次开分店, 然后听说这个店已经不太行了, 因为没人去喝。
Oh.
嗯。 然后法国呢, 在法国呢, 在巴黎有三间店, 然后呢, 一间在 downtown 好像没有人喝, 然后呢, 一间在 shopping mall 里面, 然后就是给旅客喝, 然后一间在 airport, 然后生意是最好。
Oh.
对。 你看哦, 在法国巴黎这么美, 大家都在喝那个咖啡的地方。 There are only three stores in Paris. They can't expand because nobody drinks BS American coffee. 对,
understood.
Yeah. Okay. 所以呢, 你看, 我们那个手摇杯, 我们就不会去英国呢, 还要喝手摇杯。 Don't do that. Okay. We get upset. Mm-hmm. That's how people are. Very nice, Jean. Fantastic stuff. Well, I mean, you know, I'm glad that you're not eating a lot of pizza because, you know, I'm craving for pizza right now. 等一下就来点披萨好了。太疯狂了。 That's how I do it. That's 10-10. You gotta celebrate. 双十节,对不对? 然后把自己再, you know, put on another 10 kilograms. That's what you do. And Eric says he's drunk the Starbucks at Charles de Gaulle before, CDG 嘛, 巴黎机场就是 CDG, Charles de Gaulle 机场, 他有喝过, 对, 听说那个机场就是他们营业额最好, 三间里面, right? Mm-hmm. And then, okay, Angel says, Tokyo Ghoul, the Chinese is 东京, 这个怎么念啊?
东京十种吗?
这个是念十吗? Okay, there we go, 我的二年级中文就是, that's, okay, 餐种哦, what? Oh my gosh. Okay, let's do Chinese lessons in another day. Not now.
We also Chinese lessons. I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so wrong. Okay, so we've read the two, and then now it's time for Eric. Yeah, thanks, Jean. Good job, Eric. You there? Hello.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Eric, how are you feeling this week? Feeling better?
It's terrible week.
You still feel bad after a week? Uh-oh.
Yeah, doctor said the local VBV maybe will keep it 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, so I guess that's sort of confirmed that you have long COVID.
Yeah.
It's been stretched out very, very long. So what exactly is long COVID and how do you know you've got long COVID? Other than the fact that it's a very, you have all the symptoms for a long time.
Yeah.
What's happening to you? Are you coughing? Are you sneezing?
Still in coughing and I can't deep breathe.
Oh, you can't take deep breaths.
Yes.
Oh.
And my work is much too.
Do you feel tired all the time?
No, but 会影响我工作.
Okay.
因为我工作都要出力啊.
Oh, so you can't breathe properly. So it's not easy for you to push or pull or, use your muscles. Okay.
Yeah. It's true.
Okay, Eric, you hang in there, please. You know, please take care of yourself. So, Eric, which article would you like to read? Which one? National Day Fireworks or Pizza Hut Halloween?
I choose the National Day Fireworks.
Cool. Shoot. So, I'm going to read first. National Day Fireworks, a 3-minute pyrotechnic spectacle took place at the southern branch of the National Palace Museum at 7:30 p.m., against the backdrop of music by Wu Bai, a rock singer-songwriter born in Jai.
Okay. A three minute per
pyrotechnic.
Of pyrotechnic.
Yeah.
Spike take up.
spectacle.
Spectacle took place at the southern branch of the National Palace
mm-hmm.
Museums.
Good.
At 7:30 p.m. against to backdrop.
Yes.
Of music.
Very
music
nice.
Music by a rock singer, songwriter born in Jai.
Nice. Good. So pyrotechnic spectacle. Pyrotechnic 就是烟火技术，然后 spectacle 就是一个表演。
Okay.
Pyrotechnic spectacle. Pyrotechnic.
Pyrotechnic
spectacle.
Spectacle.
Yes. 然后我们的故宫博物院呢，就是 National Palace Museum. 所以 Palace Museum 就是这个皇宫的这个。博物院嘛，对不对？那 National Palace 就是我们讲就是故宫啦。
Okay.
所以 NPM 就是 National Palace Museum, good. 那如果不好念这个 abbreviation, 就是说缩写不好念的话，对不对？那就可以学刚刚 Alex 一样，就是把它全部念出来 National Palace Museum. It's also easier. Okay, next paragraph.It has been 18 years since Jai last hosted the National Day fireworks display, also to be featured in the nighttime celebrations on October 10th is a drone show, the first on such an occasion that will beam patterns from a giant Taiwan flag to antiques from the NPM collection.
Okay. It has been 18 years since Jai last hosted the National Day's fireworks display, also to featured
good
in the nighttime celebrations on October 10th is drone show the first on such an occasion. Such an occasion.
Yes.
That will
beam
patterns.
Good.
Patterns for a giant Taiwan flag to a giant Taiwan flag to
antiques.
Antiques from the NPM collection.
Nice. Okay. So featured 就会被呈现嘛，对不对？ And will beam. Beam 呢，它有两个意思哦。Beam 就是我们讲 laser beam, 就是雷射光打出来，就 beam.、Oh. 对。那另外一个 beam 呢，如果是名词的话呢，它可以讲是我们的梁。比如说建设工程的时候呢、oh. You have to put the beams on. Where's the beam? 对。Okay. 所以它是一个梁柱、
嗯、
对好所以也可以用 beam okay, and then of course the word here to learn is antiques 就是古董就是 antiques 就是古董 yes very good next paragraph multiple drone spectacles have been held in the run up to Double 10 Day as warm up eventsThe key visual for this year's National Day celebrations was unveiled earlier this month, a design underscoring defense amid heightened cross-strait tensions.
Okay. Multiple drone spectacles
good
have been held in the run up to Double 10 days as warm up event
key, so 我们讲这个活动啊或者是会或者是这个活动通常都讲 event
okay, event the key features for this year's National Day's
celebrations, very good.
celebration was unveiled.
Yes, unveiled.
Earlier.
因为如果是前面有个 Y 的话，它就是 earlier， 没错。But this is earlier. Yes, the early 的意思就是提早哈。所以 E A R L Y， 然后变形会变成 earlier， 所以它会 I E R。对
，OK。Earlier this month.
嗯。
A design.
Yes.
A design.
Underscoring
defense and
amid heightened
cross
straight tensions.
Tensions.
Okay, cross straight 这里呢就是两岸，不是 too straight 哦。很多人就乱翻，就是 too straight 不是，它是 cross straight。就是跨岸的意思，我们讲两岸 cross strait issues 就是我们的两岸问题， cross strait tensions 就是我们的两岸紧张度，就是两岸的这个紧张哦。OK， 局势紧张的这个状态。OK， cross strait tensions， very good。OK， 所以在 in this paragraph we need to know the warm up events. A party is an event.Or a conference is an event. 哦，这些活动哦，这些办活动的活动都是可以叫 events.
Okay.
Yeah. You can use the word events. And then, of course, multiple drone spectacles. Multiple, 就多数的。Very, a lot. Okay. Multiple can be a lot or multiple can be many. Okay. Very good, Eric.Yes, okay, so Eric, did you see the performance, the National Day performance this morning?
No.
You didn't? Oh, you should. Yeah. Everybody's talking about the band. Yeah.
I saw the band. Yes.
Yeah, very, very nice. So it's all over Facebook. You won't miss it. I think a lot of people are talking about it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Okay, so Eric, you know, I think your cough sounds a lot better.Than last week, so please do take care. Yeah, 保重
okay.
对 okay. Yeah, you know, it will subside, but remember to take plenty of fluids. All right. Okay, thank you very much, Eric. So that's it, you guys, for the shadowing part of today. 我们今天的跟读呢就到这边为止。可是呢，刚刚在跟着呢，其他的通勤家族呢，虽然没有上来跟我们一起跟读哦 ，but...Did you try and read it out loud by yourself? 有没有朗读出来呢？如果没有上来跟我们一起跟读的话，你自己有没有念出来呢？ If you didn't, and you just kept reading the article, 如果只是单纯阅读，然后没有把它朗读出来的话， you're not really practicing, 就没有我们进入到所谓的刻意练习，你一定要把它念出来，然后你尽量仔细听自己在说些什么，然后呢，去比对刚刚John 老师分享的，我在每一次念的时候呢，就一个段落一个段落这样念出来，那就可以倒带去听。OK, and that's how you improve yourself. 就是透过这样子的模仿，这样回听了以后，你有比对了以后，你才知道说啊，这个字其实我在这边可以这个地方没有发到音，哦，这边我跳过，或者是这个地方不好念，这个怎么念？像 exotic, OK, exotic 如果不好念的，然后呢又常要用，必须要用到，那请你。就好好的练习啦 ，OK。那再来呢？你在跟读的过程中呢？那像我们可能刚刚大家就觉得，啊，反正我们就是跟着念嘛，听声音嘛，专心在所谓的听跟这个说上面哦，就 focus 在那个声音上面。可是其实呢，你在做这个跟读跟朗读练习的时候，其实你已经在吸收一些单字了嘛，你已经在吸收一些东西了。所以呢 ，Here we've got。A quiz. Okay, 我们就随堂考一下。然后you guys are welcome to answer it in the room chat. 可以在我们的 room chat 里面呢来回答哦。然后或者是说在我们今天有在台上的 Alex, Eric 跟 Jean 呢也可以直接开麦就跟我们聊这个。所以我们今天有个随堂考。We have three quizzes. Okay, three questions. First, how many years ago did Jai last host the National Day fireworks?How many years ago? Mm-hmm. Okay.
18 years ago.
Oh, Alex says 18 years ago. Alex, are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So can you read the sentence for us? How do you know it's 18 years?
Because...
Which sentence tells you it's 18 years?
It has been 18 years since Zhao Yimes hosted the National Day Fireworks display.
Very nice. Thank you. Good job there, Alex. Yeah, Chris, good job. 18 years, yes. That's the sentence. The sentence is, it has been 18 years since Jia Yi last hosted the National Day Fireworks display. So Jia Yi last hosted the National Day Fireworks display 18 years ago. 如果我们今天要换句话说的话, if we want to change the sentence, it'll be Jia Yi last hosted the National Day Fireworks display 18 years ago. Okay, fantastic stuff, you guys. Good. That's the first question. Next question. What is used as eyeballs and spider webs on the pizza? What are used as eyeballs and spider webs on the pizza? What's the ingredient?
The large tang yuan and black colored Caesar sauce.
Ah, the black colored Caesar sauce. And what tang yuan? Large tang yuans.
Large tang yuan.
Yeah, I guess, you know, big tang yuans would also do.
The same.
Yeah, the same, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so by your definition, Jean, we've got different tang yuans, right? We got tang yuans with fillings and tang yuans without fillings.
Yes.
So by your definition, which tang yuan is the real tang yuan to you? The one without fillings. Like your mom says, oh, are we making tang yuan soup today? So you would know like there's no filling in the tang yuan.
No, the tang yuan, if we use soup, it means it's salty. So the salty one would be the one with the fillings. So,
oh, okay. The savory one would be the one with filling. And then the sweet one?
The sweet one is the without fillings.
Oh, okay. Because I know that brand that, you know, like, what's it? What's that brand that makes a lot of hot pot food, frozen food, frozen tang yuan? You know, sesame tang yuan, right? We got peanut and sesame tang yuan. What's that?
Guiguan
tang yuan. Yeah. They come with fillings, right?
Well,
those are the sweet ones.
Yeah, they also have sweet one. But you know, when we eat tang yuan, that was our family tradition, and others I don't know.
Yes.
Or when we get in, you know, 过生日, when we have a birthday party.
Yeah.
In the old times, we will have a tang yuan.
Seriously.
Yes.
For birthdays.
That means you are growing up for 1 year.
Oh.
Eat one.
Oh. Yeah. Interesting. I don't know you can do that for birthdays.
But that is one without the fillings.
Oh, it's the one without the fillings. So it's the red and the white one, right? From the traditional markets.
Yes.
可是那个是小汤圆嘛,对不对?对,对。所以你们家会叫,就是汤圆就是小汤圆,然后有 filling的那种汤圆,你们会怎么叫?
就大汤圆。Oh,
got it. Okay. Okay. I got it. So, you see, I get so confused because sometimes I talk to my mom and it's like, you know, like her idea of a tang yuan is very different because she's Hakka, right? So her idea of the tang yuan is 里面有filling的,通常都是有肉的. Oh, yeah. And then, so usually growing up, we would buy 桂冠 tang yuan, right? And for dessert. And the sweet tang yuans too, they come with fillings, right? We got peanut and we got sesame. So... We grew up very weird. So every family has their own tradition, right? The way, the way they see things. It's a cultural thing, right? You know?
Right.
You know, because if your mom doesn't cook it, then you assume that's your worldview is like that, right? Because my mom doesn't cook it that way and we assume it's just tang yuan. So it's always good to know. Okay, so there's so many different tang yuans out there. So one with filling and one without. And here we got... A sesame tang yuan, right? From Guiguan or peanut tang yuan. Yes. 所以里面有内馅的, 我们都叫 filling. Okay, we will say filling. So it could be, if it's savory 汤圆, 如果是咸汤圆的话, it's usually meat, right? Some sort of meat.
Right.
Yeah, some sort of meat inside. Yes. My personal favorite, savory 汤圆. And then the sweet 汤圆 soup, if it comes without the filling, if it's the red and the white one, I prefer the deep fried ones. You know, when you go to wedding banquets, they have the red and white fried dumplings. Yeah. Those are my favorite. The red and white ones, if they're not fried, if they're in a soup, I stay away from them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know why. What? I just prefer them sweet. Yes. That's me. Okay. Okay, so 鲜明 is the same thing, right? 大汤圆就是里面有内馅的，小汤圆就是 whatever, 就是 the red and the white one, 红白的啦，那叫小汤圆。对对对对对。Okay. Oh, so 鲜明还说台语是小汤圆有另外一个名字。对。对啊，可是问题是，台语的这个大小汤圆都是同一个字啊，没有不一样啊。Right? You see, so. If you think about it, 有时候你不会特别去想这些事情, but if you start thinking about it, you're like, yeah, why don't we have different names for that? Okay, so the big 汤圆, small 汤圆, whichever way you want to call it. Okay, good. So what are used as eyeballs and pizza webs on the pizza? Right, and Jean answered that. Very nice. And then the last quiz, name some of the ingredients on the pizza. Okay.
Yeah, I can answer.
Alex, go ahead.
It has the chicken slowly stirred with fresh clams.
Okay, so chicken and clam. Okay, chicken and clam soup. Nice.
Garlic from local farmers in Yunlin.
Okay, so garlic, local garlic.
And as well as season,
汤圆, yeah, that,
汤圆,
yes, okay, so Alex there, it's not season 汤圆, it's sesame, 它是芝麻, 叫 sesame, sesame 汤圆, yeah, sesame 汤圆, there we go, good job, Alex, okay, thank you, good. So Alex, I hope you get that. 所以我们讲的芝麻汤圆就是 sesame. 然后呢，芝麻开门的是什么呢？ Open sesame. Okay, 有没有噔噔？I hope you guys clicked. 这阿里巴巴的芝麻开门就是什么？ Open sesame. 对不对？那个英文听到就觉得啊， Open sesame, are you crazy? Open what? Why open a sesame? Doesn't make sense. 可是呢，我们讲芝麻开门，哎，听起来就中文就听起来不错. So weird, huh? Okay. Anyways, sesame 汤圆. Good. So that's it. Alex, you only named a couple. Let's say Eric, can you name other ingredients? Other ingredients on the pizza. Any other?
Already.
Yeah, any other ingredients? Because Alex named a few. He named the chicken, he named the garlic, he named the sesame tangyuan. What else?
And Caesar sauce.
A Caesar sauce.
Oh, Caesar sauce.
Caesar sauce, yes. So we got Caesar sauce. What else?
And
So here, the question, guys, is this is actually a trick question for you guys. 这个是陷阱题哦,因为我们讲ingredient,就是它的内容物嘛,就是它的content, ingredient,所以它里面有什么料,对不对? 那刚刚已经讲到说,chicken slowly stewed with fresh clams, garlic from Yunlin, sesame 汤圆, and also, what are also ingredients? 盐巴也是嘛, from the salt used in the clam chicken, 有没有? The salt, so we got that's also an ingredient. Glutinous rice is an ingredient. 对不对? 我们的糯米也是嘛?
Yes.
对, 汤圆的那个糯米也可以讲是, 它是这个内容物哦。 对不对？它的成分里面，所以 ingredients, here's a trick question, you know, all the ingredients, right? And then of course the black colored Caesar sauce, all right? And then large tang yuans that we talked about. And then of course the chicken in fresh clam soup and then the garlic. All right. So those are the ingredients. 所以我们讲到食物呢，各位就要记得哦 ,ingredients. OK, 不能讲 material, 那就是那个原料。所以我们在生产制造的时候呢 ,we can talk about raw material. That sort of makes sense. But when it comes to food, you guys gotta talk about the ingredients. Keep that in mind. The recorded session, I will edit it a little bit, and you guys can come back and use it as your listening practice, okay, or your shadowing practice. 可以再回来呢，我们到时候呢，把今天的这个 session 呢，做一个简单的剪辑哦，然后把它变成我们的15 Minutes Live Podcast 的，再放在 podcast 上面呢，给大家去做回听，这样子。那大家就记得说，其实在我们的朗读跟跟读的练习之间呢，就是要怎么样做呢？就是一段一段，或者是甚至于一句一句的慢慢去听，然后慢慢去跟读，这样子来达到你的这个所谓的刻意练习的部分哦。Intentional practice or deliberate practice 这样子的部分呢，才会对你的加深练习有帮助。You gotta throw yourself in the deep end， 不要就是默读这样子给自己，那是没有用的。You have to read it out loud， 这是大家呢最常最基础的部分呢，最常没有用到的部分。So you gotta open your mouth, train those muscles. Okay, so.I hope you guys had fun today. We have read and shadowed National Day fireworks and Pizza Hut Halloween pizza. So I hope you guys are doing well this long weekend. And that's it from my side. 我们今天的跟读系列呢就到这里为止。我们今天晚上跟读了这个双十烟火节的这个烟火的部分哦，这个文章。还是从台湾 news 截取的，所以大家可以不管是台湾 news 啦，或者是这个不管任何的这个 Taipei Times 或者是 China Post 任何的文章，只要有英文的文章呢，其实都可以拿出来练习哦。对，所以这个不是特制的一个文章，它基本上其实你生活随处可取的部分，从生活开始，这样才能学好英文哦，不用大家不用太过于压力，说我一定要背几个单字啊，背5000个字啊，10000个字啊等等的，这样子的这种学习法呢，已经可能有点过时了，可能不适合你，对，因为那个脑力消耗真的是太大了，对不对？然后呢，其实最终的学习成效也不见得特别好 ，so just you know throw yourself in the deep end and start speaking English。OK， 所以今天晚上呢，我们跟读了《双十烟火》还有《必胜客出怪饼》这两个文章。那希望大家喜欢。那我们每周一晚上呢 ，If it's your first time with us， what we do every Monday night is the 15 Minutes Live Podcast。我们每周一晚上呢，都会固定有一个15 Minutes 通勤学英语直播室，欢迎你来参加。And that's it from my side. Thank you very much. 非常谢谢大家今天晚上的参与。Thank you, Alex, Jean, and Eric. Yeah, and then we will catch you same time, same place next week again. Thank you very much. We will see you. Bye-bye.